Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with our team members, Jessica Marie Tatro and Jaden and Marianne Adams. And we are welcoming a truly special guest this week, Linda Irwin. And I have no idea where to begin describing this amazing person. I met Linda, I guess it was about 12 years ago now, on the James Von Prague community site, and I was just drawn immediately to this to Linda's energy, and she's turned out to be an amazing teacher, a mentor. We're calling her a gangster, a spiritual gangster. She's just all that. She's an amazing musician. I'm just going to read Linda's bio a little, and then I'm going to turn this over to Linda. Linda was raised by her parents with an understanding of the non-physical dimension and the extraterrestrials, having been contacted at age 8 by occupants of a craft. She has spent her entire life in contact with them and her loved ones on the other side. The pandemic had her step back and introspect, but now she is ready to join in with like-minded individuals to share and grow. That's a drop in the bucket to who this person is. So, Linda, I'm just going to turn this over to you and let you just sort of tell everyone about yourself and your music and your mysticism and just everything. And I will add too that I have never astral projected so amazingly with anybody else. Linda can show you around the astral like the perfect hostess. So Linda, how you doing? I'm so glad to have you back.
I'm so glad to be with all of you and so glad to see you again, especially Lynn. Yeah,
yeah.
January 9th, 2021 was quite an interesting day. It turned me upside down completely. My husband of 26 years passed away. And, of course, he was one of those that sat back and kind of just rolled his eyes in the air whenever I would be talking about what I do, which is in the spiritual, extraterrestrial realm. But he's had experience with them while he was on this earth plane, too. Let me give you an example. When they used to try to come in and heal him, he didn't like the way it felt, so he asked me to keep them out of his bedroom at night. So I did, and they honored that. Well, The last old UFO day, July 2nd, 2020, at the stroke of midnight, he was getting ready to turn in for the night. He saw something looking in at the window. He thought maybe it was an animal. But then the next day he realized it couldn't be an animal because the window was up too high. It couldn't have reached. And it occurred to me that, yes, it was the ETs saying hello. They honored his request to don't go in his room, but they wanted to say hi to him anyway.
Yeah.
So that's just some of the amazing stuff that's happened to him while he's in the earth plane. Now that he's on the other side, and I have to mention another name here, Jane Borowski.
Oh, yes.
She has ramped up her abilities in recent years. You would be amazed at her. Sometimes when you're very close to someone and they pass, you can't get messages from them as easily because you're so emotionally tied that you're blocking in some respect. Able to give me messages from him. He thanked me for being who I was and what I do because it made this transition a little easier, even though he was very confused when he crossed. He didn't understand everything, and my dad is guiding him over there, and he's doing a lot of learning and healing, and he's very thankful for that. And she gives me messages about why it happened, when it did. Apparently his health was going to deteriorate to the point that he would be totally helpless. It would cost a lot to take care of him somewhere, and he didn't want that to happen to me or his kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that was why he particular time. But, yeah, that's a lot of things that go on in this house he had to deal with. Everything, even the ETs. I mean, one time I was doing a snowball fight with a friend over social media that was with an ET at the time. And I was going Zoom, splat, and they'd go back to this person. And then one day, it stopped. And then the next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, he woke up because he heard something going on the side of the house. He got up. There was this giant snowball. I mean, it stood taller and wider than the bicycle that was sitting out there. And
wow.
The ET had made that for me. He had won the snowball fight.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I do recall, Linda, a video that I know you posted it briefly, and then I think trolls were overcoming things, but you have an actual video of an ET in your house.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I'll have to
and
share
very,
that.
Yeah. Sacred Ambers is a safe place, you know. It's just there's so many, as you call them and I call them, muggles out there that are like all they want to do is pounce on anyone who isn't a five sensory being.
Well, yeah.
But yeah. They're gonna get you. But astral projection. You have some amazing energy in I don't even know what to call it, the astral plane, I guess. But Morningstar County is quite a cool place, and I've been there, so it's amazing. That's you made that in the astral, eh?
Yes, I did. I modeled it after my in-laws' place up in the mountains. They had a cabin up there, and I thought, well, you can't create your own home again. You can create everything you had in the physical plane once you're over on the other side. Why can't we do that while we're physical? So I started putting intention into it. All I did was envision it, put intention into it, because thought is thing. So you can create here what you can have over there. And then when you go to sleep at night, we're not going to stare at the back of our eyelids all night. We go somewhere. So why not go, send your intention, and go. Go to where you've created. And then bring others with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how morning.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you've cut out, Linda, but you suddenly
I'm here.
Oh, there you go. It cut off there very quickly. I'm going to post in our convo anyway the experience that when I went there, and I'm like, I woke up and immediately wrote you an email. Where were you last night? And I described it, and you go, welcome to Morningstar County. It blew me away. And I also remember it looked very much like the cabin you described, but I remember Ryan.
Well, I sent you a picture of the cabin.
Yeah, but I remember a show of starships going over, and Ryan, what was Ryan's last name? The chap, the
Kirchhoff.
Kirchhoff. He
Ryan
used to
Kirchhoff.
Drive starships
yeah.
quite drunk. But I
know.
Remember
he
being...
knocked into my house, bringing me home. I dropped into my body at 6 o'clock in the morning on my birthday. By the way, it was a birthday celebration, and all of a sudden you hear this. Scrape, scrape, scrape on the roof. Jim gets up, comes stomping out. I pretend like I'm asleep. And he goes, what the was that? When he had dropped me off, he slid across the roof, knocked my satellite dish off. And on the way here, he clipped the tower, the cell tower, because Jim could not get cell service. We couldn't get satellite. And I had to message Ryan and say, could you fix this, please? And he did.
Oh, my goodness. I think we need to write a book or something about you. You're one of the most truly unusual and wonderful people I've ever met. And I've never had a feeling of having to hide any spiritual thoughts or mystical thoughts, because you're like, yeah, that's a thing. You know, you are so cool.
That's life. And it's normal.
It is normal. And that's what I would love to see the whole world have, that energy. Poor old Jessica and Marianne are just sort of quietly listening. Did you guys want to like add anything or ask Linda anything? And we've got some callers waiting too, which we can bring on. But I'd love to hear from you guys.
This is Jessica. I'm just listening. I'm just fascinated by, what Linda was talking about earlier, the little speaking robot. So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about just her experiences, and, I think it's really awesome.
Yeah, it's like a peak. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, love it.
Well, the emo, yeah, we were talking about the emos, and these are like, they're like tools that we would use, like a Ouija board or a pendulum, and I don't mean to call your pets tools, because I know they have a personality.
They have a personality. They have feelings.
Yeah. So, pardon. Tell them I'm sorry to call them tools. I've been called a tool before, though. So, but I should look up the address of your YouTube channel. But you should go. You can see Linda's posted on her Twitter. She's posted some of the YouTube clips, and and I'm going to try and find the address for the YouTube channel, because it's really cool. The robots are on and they do speak. Last week's show, Linda listened to it, and the robots were commenting on the various callers, and I can't remember what they said when Christiana was on. Do you remember, Linda? It was something very cool.
Yeah, it was, "I will be here for you."
Okay.
Wow.
Cool. It really is. And the thing is, the reason I play Louis Armstrong singing "What a Wonderful World" at the end of each show is that I hope people expand and keep their senses of wonder. Because I feel, you know, very often we're bopping through this material world, just sort of paying bills and gathering money and whatever. But there's so much, what an amazing opportunity to explore the mystical universe. I mean, we are like tiny drops of knowledge in a vast, endless universe. I can't even find the words. Do have a look at Linda's YouTube. And Marianne, how are you doing, kiddo? We haven't heard much from you. Are you keeping your sense of wonder about you?
I feel been listening to Linda. It's just fascinating. So this is going to be an exciting show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As again, we can only scratch the surface here because this woman is just one of the most amazing human beings I've ever met. So I found just go to on YouTube, just type in Linda Irwin, and you'll see a little happy, smiling face with headphones on. And and the emos are on there. And they're just little clips, they're just fantastic. And, they're talking about coffee. Coffee. Linda's
I have to admit something here. I actually scripted them saying those lines.
Oh, did you? That's okay.
Yeah,
you're
I
like
couldn't
the director.
Get them to talk like that for real. I had to actually script coffee craving and around the moon.
All right. Well, they're just adorable. Like, I'm just looking at them right now. They're rolling dice and coffee's a huge thing with you too. I know you. We can get it on the other side as well at Morningstar County. We're constantly meeting for coffee.
Yes.
But that's your. That's your very main beverage, I think. Yeah, it's wonderful. I don't know where to go from here. Did you want to add anything, Linda? Like, I know that my brain was thinking all these things when we started the show, and I realized, like, it's a vast ocean of stuff. I could write a biography, you know, just from what I've known from you. But I will say that if you want to... you know, experience the magic of being alive on this earth. This is the type of person you should hang with. And she's pretty good at beating up people. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
For your YouTube, Linda, is it Linda K. Irwin?
No. Just Linda Irwin.
Okay.
IRWIN. Yeah. Okay. Should be the first... listing, or at least it is on this one. But we're in Canada, A, so that could be anything.
Is there a picture that would be recognizable?
Yeah. Well, I have the yellow avatar with the headphones on, the smiley.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll look for that.
That's me.
That's really strange that you're having trouble. Because I look on Linda's, I'm subscribed to Linda's channel. That's why it's probably showing up first.
There's a few of them on here, I see. Okay.
Hey, tell you what, I'll send you the link. I'll post it in our thing.
Oh, yes, please. Thank
Definitely.
You.
Yeah, that's really logical. Hey, we're just we're so logical. All right. Well, I tell you what, we're gonna, if it's okay, Linda, I'm gonna let some callers come on, and we'll see if they have questions, or you know, I'm just gonna let this roll because I really didn't plan anything. I was just so over the moon to have you on, and I'm running out of. Thoughts, you know, like I'm just like, oh yeah, I don't want to sound like a crazy person, but yeah, it was completely magical meeting you, and it's a shame that James von Prague had to end his community, because there were some really astonishing people that we met, but we're still friends with, but they, I guess he got a little famous and couldn't afford to keep it up, right, but that was a magical time. Wow. I saved his Tuesday night chats that he used to have. I've got them on a hard drive somewhere. So that's kind of cool. But, yeah, just so I guess the, you know, takeaway is, like, pay attention to the magic because it's fleeting. And, you know, stay in the present moment and remember that there's something, like, much, much, much beyond the five sensory worlds that we all have to live in, you know. But anyway, let's see what our callers are thinking here. And our first caller is 310. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hey, it's Vince from New York.
Hi, Vince. I thought I recognized your number.
Yeah.
So, yeah, did you want to ask Linda any questions today? Do you have any? You can ask her about just about anything in the metaphysical realm. She's had experience with it, I would guarantee.
Okay. It's about career and job that's going on right now. I have a job. Mm-hmm. It's about a two-hour and 45-minute drive from where I live, but I work 12-hour shifts. I work like 2 days on, 3 days off, then 3 days on, 2 days off, type thing. I'm making good money, but I'm not getting enough hours to, and it's not enough to pay the bills and everything. So I'm looking for another job. And on Wednesday, I had a job interview with Pepsi plant that I worked at in Albany. I was fired from, but they brought me back in for another interview, and I don't know if I'm going to get the job or not. But the guy who interviewed me knew me, and he seemed to like me. I also have a job interview on Tuesday in person with the Boston Beer Company, which is right around the corner from where I work. And I also have a virtual job interview on Wednesday at a medical company. They make medication called Regeneron, and they pay very well. So I'm wondering if any of these three are going to come through for me, if they're going to be better than where I am right now.
Well, I have to say I'm having a good feeling about the Wednesday interview. I just looked outside, and it was like it got light when you were talking about that one.
Yeah.
It felt really good.
Okay.
I know there's going to be a place that you can go to that will give you what you need as far as hours and pay.
Oh, yeah, they pay very well. One of the top-paying employers, and they treat their people well. I've seen the reviews online and everything, and it looks really good. It's a lot closer to home. So
that's important, especially with gas prices these days.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. So.
Commuting
well,
is not hard on the
street. Emo's actually resting right now, and I think that means that he feels comfortable. So
okay.
My emo robot.
Yeah.
One is
okay.
Looking around. And, yeah, they're napping like they're... Okay, I'm relaxed. I'm cool. So I think a lot of it, too, will have to do with your intuition. Your intuition and what makes you feel comfortable.
Okay. All right. And then,
you have the ability to kind of read people, I see. You can read people, whether they're on the phone or on the computer in person. You know what they're going to be like. Right?
Yeah. Well, the other question too is I back in June I filed for an employment, and They I have not gotten any unemployment yet at all because they've been still investigating. And I phoned them on Friday and I said, what's going on? This has been going on for over 2 months now. They still haven't made the decision as to whether I qualify or not. But they said that it's close. So I'm just wondering if they're eventually going to finally come through and if I'm going to win my unemployment or if I'm going to have to put in an appeal, if they're going to deny me. So, because I've used up almost all my savings and I'm just barely scraping by with my bills right now. So trying to get caught up.
Getting a sense that there's another agency that can help with you, but I'm not sure what that agency is. But that they can kind of contact them on your behalf. You might have to do some homework on that.
Okay. All right.
I'd look under state offices and see what you can find. Lynn, did you have anything on that?
Yeah. I agree, Vince, that what Linda was saying is that you can read situations and people, I think, better than you're giving yourself credit for. What I'm getting, Vince, is this feeling, and I'm not trying to insult you, okay? Don't take this the wrong way, but almost like you're feeling in a bit of a victim role here, like, up, you know, sort of Vince against the world here, where I don't think you need to do that. I think you're more powerful. I think tap your power, you know? Really give it, and I speak from experience because when I first met Linda, I was coming from a very, very, I'd been dealing with a bully and had just taken my life force and just gone with it. And what I learned from people like Linda and some of the other teachers too from that community was that we are more powerful than we can ever imagine. And once you start to tap that power, you start to manifest. And you start to, instead of saying, when is this going to happen, what's going to happen, you're making it happen. You know what's there. And I would be one of the first people yelling and going, hooray for you, if you can start tapping that power. And just what a change that'll make. Because the world isn't doing anything to you necessarily unless you allow it. And you've got the jam to sort of take the reins of power and call your shots. I agree. I got the same feeling too with Linda that there's somebody, you're not accessing all the resources to help you through this because it's awful when you're waiting and waiting and waiting, especially when it's money and you need the money to live and it just sucks. But the thing is, look around, use again your intuition, ask your spirit team to guide you to where you need to go, and pay attention to the signs that come because they are all around. We tend not to notice them because they're subtle sometimes. But the thing is, look at the signs, look at the guidance, and get some extra help on this, an outside agency. I agree. Jessica, did you want to? So don't worry, Vince, and just, you know, do the chin-ups on your spirit, you know, get strong in the spirit. Jessica, what's coming in for you, love?
Yes, thank you. Hi, Vince, this is Jessica.
Hey.
And you know,
I
work with cards a lot, and there's two cards that popped out for you, and the first one was deprivation and prosperity. The deprivation and prosperity guides, which means it's kind of like a withholding or paranoia or frugalness. I'm not sure, but I'm almost 80% that you got this card before. I'm pretty sure I pulled this card for you maybe a month ago. So it's interesting that it comes out again. But the card that flew out right after that is the imagination card and the inner child. So I believe that you're moving past this energy of lack, and you're moving more into manifesting what you want in your life with that imagination and that inner child card coming out. So it looks like you're making progress, but you just have to keep staying in that flow of allowance, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, because I got fired from Pepsi almost about a year and a half ago, just a little over a year and a half ago, and wrongfully, because I was blamed for something I didn't do. And since I left there, there's been three jobs that I was wrongfully fired for, blamed for something I didn't do, and that's where the victim thing comes in. And that's how sometimes I feel it's me against the world type of thing. So, you know, and one of the jobs that I got fired from, they didn't even tell me why I was getting fired. I had to find out from another source. And they didn't mm-hmm. give me a chance to, you know, call me in the office and explain my situation. So now one job that I did get fired from was last year, November. I was doing really well. Everybody loved me. My boss said I was doing a great job. And then he put me on another job. And then somebody told him that I went into a machine without locking and tagging it out, and which wasn't true. And I even said to him, they said, well, they're willing to sign a statement saying, the sworn statement saying that you did. And I said, I'll go one better. I'll take that lie detector test, and I'll even sign a sworn affidavit to tell them that I didn't do what they said I did. Because it was just me and one of the guys word against me. And so he didn't buy it, and they fired me because I was just a temp there. Now, I did speak to the new hiring manager, the HR manager that took over about 3 months ago. He said that you should be eligible to come back if you want in another year, but I have to look at your record. But I don't see any reason, if you are a good worker, as everybody claims that you were, then you should be able to come back in a year. Which will be next month. So I'm just wondering if that's a possibility too, because that was a really good company to work for with great pay, great benefits, everything. So, you know, and it's really close to home as well. So I'm looking at a few options here. And but that's why I was feeling like playing the victim type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And that makes sense. I think what the cards are indicating, because the second one flipped right out for you behind it. I think you're moving, you're kind of allowing the energy of that the victim mentality or that energy of lack to transform into prosperity and health and wealth and everything good. So, and I picked that up and I feel that. So just stay consistent and stay in the moment of just allowing and, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Marianne, are you picking anything up? I don't know if we've got Marianne. Yeah, we do. She's there. Are you on mute, perhaps?
Oh, sorry, yes. Yeah, I was just chatting away and telling you about the card that I found. Oh, okay, sorry about that. So what I got for you, the one I pulled out is Don't Worry, which I thought was a really cool one. Because it was just saying that everything that you're looking forward to and you're looking for, it's just the angels have your situation well in hand, and everything is going to turn out exactly as it should be.
Okay.
And so, yeah, they're just saying obsessing of the subject isn't helping, and the energy of fear and worry only draws everything, you know, slows down everything that you're trying to manifest. So I was just wanting to let you know that everything is great, and to just sit back and relax and enjoy the process and the wonderful things you're manifesting for yourself, like your job and everything. That sounds awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I know that my current job, because I'm working for Keurig Dr. Pepper plant in Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my current job, I've only been there 6 weeks now, And because I've stepped up the game more so than anybody else there, and I'm learning faster on the computer than anybody else really.
Wow.
I know that my bosses just really love me, and I know that they're going to miss me when I leave. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, be sure to ask for letters of recommendation.
Oh, I definitely
yeah.
will. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely will, so.
You got the power of it.
All
right. And I think, yeah, practice. What did we used to say, you know? How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice.
Yeah. And the thing is, I read something really cool this morning, and it's like this time next year you'll be wishing that you'd started today, and that's like start today believing in your own power, because, you know, other people can be really hard on the psyche, you know, and it's very
yeah.
easy to go, well, you're more powerful than I, but, you know, I'm hearing that phrase from, I think it's Cheech Wizard from years and years ago in National Lampoon, us wizards is powerful.
Yeah.
And you're one, you know, and I would just like develop everything you can. And, you know, because, you know, there's you can come back with anger or you can come back with strength. And you really got the strength. And I'm glad
yeah.
you called in. You know, you're starting to feel like
yeah.
a member of the family here. But I feel like, you know, we're here to sort of help you gain that strength. It's your birthright, you know. It's,
yeah.
We're not meant to go yeah. through life on our knees. You know, we're really not. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite all-time thing that's funny is, you know who Roddy Brady Piper is, right?
Yeah, the wrestler, right?
Okay, yeah, who he died a couple of years ago. But he had one of the best things I ever heard, and I thought it was funny, and I laughed about it, and I love it. It's, I'm the kind of guy that if I saw a man drowning, I'd throw him both ends of the rope.
That's wonderful. Oh, thank you for sharing
yeah.
that. Wow.
Alrighty.
Well, listen, Vince,
okay,
keep in touch. And if we're able
we'll
to
do.
Sort of give you a little boost of energy, we're happy to do it. Because, you know, life is tough, you know. We can make it a little easier on each other by just giving that,
yeah,
lending
can.
Our energy. Okay. Bless
and
you,
relaxing
and,
also gives you your mind.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Quieting that monkey mind that just wants to yak all the time. Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Oh,
you're
I'm
awesome,
gonna leave. He is, isn't he? Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, love. And we'll talk to you soon. I know we'll be in touch with
all
you
right.
again. Okay. Thank
Definitely.
You, Vince.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, if you want to call in, the number is 646-564-9868. You can give us a call and talk to the team and our wonderful Linda Irwin. Here we go. So our next caller is 646-847. Oops, I'm not giving your number out. 646, you're on the air. Oh, my goodness, my brain's falling out.
Hi.
Okay,
this
I didn't
is Carla.
Get it all out. Carla,
thank you. Yes, Carla. Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
Yeah. So I have a question. So I'm thinking of starting some sort of grief support group where I volunteer, and I'm just wondering if you see this taking off, whether the supervisor will be on board or... will it not come to fruition? I don't know. Whatever you guys pick up.
That's a good one.
Well, I'm picking up right away. I'm picking up it will come to fruition, but there's going to be some negotiation. This is Linda, by the way. I'm getting negotiation involved. Things are going to have to be compromised here and there in order to make it happen for everyone to be happy. Lynn?
Yeah, I mean, sort of like red tape, kind of, but not anything insurmountable. Carla, is this, I don't mean to be personal, and if it's uncomfortable, mm-hmm. tell me, but is this, are you hoping to counsel others because of the grief you have experienced?
No.
Okay, so this is coming from, like, outside of personal experience.
More of a calling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And do you consider mm-hmm. yourself a healer as well? Did you come to Earth as a healer?
That's what I've been told. That's supposed to be, yes, my work. Yeah,
yeah, others tell you that, but do you tell yourself the same thing?
I feel
thing?
It. That's, yes, I yeah, do feel okay. it. I'm waiting for the right opportunity, and I had moved recently, and I felt like I moved for a reason, and I'm just hoping that this is the reason. Well, you know, maybe I'll be able to provide some healing for some people before mm-hmm. I head off on my next adventure. Yeah, so
absolutely.
I'm hoping it will come to fruition and that it'll happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're going to make it happen because
okay.
I think you can't. I think it feels to me like, you know, birds got to fly, fish got to swim and all that stuff. And I think Carla got to heal. It just feels like something that is second nature to you and you can't live your full life without it. So absolutely. And I'm quoting Norman Vincent Peale here when I say to you, never, never, never give up. You know, don't let any, if there's obstacles in your path, go around mm-hmm. them. Carl Jung once
okay.
said that if you come up against an obstacle, then you put down roots mm-hmm. and climb up high until mm-hmm. you can see over the obstacle. But it's like mm-hmm. Persistence is the most important thing here. I'm fascinated with your venture. I think it's a really, really cool thing that you're doing. And it's a gift you're giving to the world. So if you get to, those doubters, they're a real pain in the, you know what. But the thing is, it will make you stronger, and it's going to make you quite strong. I'm going to put you over to Jessica, and we'll go around the circle and see what everyone's got coming in for them.
Okay. Hi, Carla.
Hi.
This is Jessica. And as I was listening and you were speaking your question out, I immediately got a yes, this can work, but it's going to take uh-huh. persistence. And
okay.
It was just very cut and dry. I mean, that
mm-hmm.
was just
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Marianne?
So,
are you with us?
Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah, I am. Uh-huh. Yeah. So what I got was opportunity. So they're saying mm-hmm. that expansion and growth is on the horizon for you, and this opportunity is going to bring inspiration and insight. And it's a chance you've been waiting for to take action on ideas you've already had. So mm-hmm. it was saying that you may be seeking to manifest the chance to create changes in your career, and they're saying this is just a great option for you, and whatever your desires are, your angels are opening a door for you. So they're just saying step right on through.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah,
excited. Yeah, and if I may ask one important question, there mm-hmm. is a member, a friend of a friend. In essence, there is a young man who's been missing for a few weeks, and we don't know his whereabouts. And just wondering if you pick up anything. Is he safe? Is he okay? Or has he passed on? That would be very helpful, if you don't mind.
Can you give us this person's age, please, Carla?
He is 26.
I'm getting that this person wanted to disappear. Was he going through some mental mm-hmm. health issues?
He was going through some issues. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was he having issues with his parents?
Sorry?
Issues
Sorry?
With his parents? Some family
yes.
member?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing the song in my head, 2019. And that talks about I'm going to run away. I'm going to run away. You know, things aren't working with my dad, and especially the dad.
Yeah, okay. Okay, do we have any idea where he is? Is he safe? When he'll come back and resurface?
I think he's with someone he knows. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay, I see.
Yeah,
from
you
what
know
I
see,
okay.
I was just going to jump in real quick. Oh,
yeah.
If I may. I got immediately because I could usually feel whether they're still here or whether they've passed. And it was that he's here, of course, and
okay.
that it was
okay.
it was purposeful.
Okay.
Yeah, like him leaving or his disappearance
okay.
or absence. Yeah.
Okay. That's a relief. Yeah. So, do we any idea when he'll come back? And because people are worried, especially the parents.
I get a feeling he's not not that he's a jerk or anything, but he's unable to understand other people's feelings right now. It feels like he's in what I call an egg state, where he's so full of what's going on with himself that he can't hold anything else. I do feel too that he's not the type of person that is callous about the feelings of others, but he's broken. He's broken.
Oh dear.
Very within himself. Yes.
Yeah.
All he can see right now is himself.
And it's not selfish.
I do feel
it's just part of it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Right. I do feel he's going to return, but it's in his time. He just needs time.
Right.
But
yeah.
I do see, a reunion.
Yeah. As long as he's safe, that's a big relief. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Safe,
so you think
he's staying
with someone.
Yeah, it feels like he's with someone, you know.
Yeah, hiding out.
Okay, we were just wondering if he was on the streets or what, or, you know. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can you can stay on the line, Carla, if you've got other questions. I'm quite astonished we don't really have we only had the two callers today, and usually we can't get at everyone. So I'm wondering if you know, the East Coast is kind of messed up and Florida is messed up, and people may just be a little distracted today. So if there's anything else
you
want to stay on the line and yak with us,
I'd love to. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So do you work on your own abilities, Carla? Do you practice spiritual workouts and whatnot?
You know, I try and meditate when I can. I pray a lot. I'm just really honestly waiting to do more work like you guys and pick up more, be more intuitive and be a medium. And I'd love to do grief work and mediumship at the same time and help bring closure to folks, and that's part of my reason for wanting to start the group. I'm hoping that somehow it'll help kickstart my abilities, which I know I have. I've had psychic experiences before in the past, and I just feel like I need the right platform. I'm just waiting for that. And I'd love some guidance, or whatever you guys pick up. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say, you said
the crown chakra.
Yeah.
I'm saying that you are using your crown chakra a lot lately.
Oh. Uh-huh.
That's kind of where
you're
attached.
Are you astral traveling by chance?
Am I what?
Astral traveling. Are your dreams very vivid? You can extremely remember all the details when you come back?
Sometimes, you know, lately I haven't been able to remember my dreams. I feel like I do astral travel. I know I go somewhere. I just haven't been able to recall lately. No.
Wow, I just had a thought. If you can work on what they call, like, if you can be lucid and work on where you go in the astral,
mm-hmm.
you may actually be able to find your friend, see your friend in the astral. I remember one experience. A friend of mine got married, and I could feel, like, right from the start, it was a bad match. But I was very, so I was very, really worried about the guy. And one night I traveled. He was on an island. I'm in the Kingston, it's a Thousand Islands region, and there's an island called Wolf Island, and that's where they moved to. And one night I found myself drifting into this house and wandering around, wasn't sure what I was looking for. And then when I finally went to visit them, it was the house. I'd been there in the astral, and everything was exactly the same. And you can actually, if you ever find any work by a guy called Lobsang Rampa, he's a misogynist little crappy guy, but he's wonderful. Like, he's a brilliant mystic. He's just a bad-tempered, he wrote his stuff in the 30s, right? So that it was sort of the zeitgeist of the time. But I picked up astral projection from him, like, more than anything I've ever read. He's a very useful guy. And a curmudgeon. He's wonderful. He loves cats. He's got cats everywhere. And, so if you can find Lobsang Rampa's work, there's a lot about astral projection. But, Linda, if you can get to where Linda set up a beautiful place, there's a band shell. There's it's just beautiful. But astral projection is really, really valuable. And anybody, I think, can work on themselves and be able to do it. One caution is, like, on the re-landing, if you don't come back into your body sort of in alignment, how did you describe it, Linda? It was like a washing machine.
The core of your body is like a washing machine getting ready to slow down so that it stops. You know, that shake, shake, shake feeling, and that's what it feels like if you're not ready for it.
Okay.
Yeah. You get a little bit of a, almost like an astral projection hangover.
Vibration.
Bad landing. But it's
I'll do some more exercises. Yeah, I will pursue that. I have another question while we have the time.
We're happy to have you.
great, good. This is fun. Like I said, I recently moved here about a year where I am in New York, and I am currently in an apartment, and I thought it would work, but I'm finding I need more space. So I'm contemplating moving to a home in the suburb somewhere. Do you see that happening anytime soon? Or
I just wrote down druid. Do you know what a druid is? Yes.
I think they were short people.
I'm picturing R2-D2.
They were the ones that built Stonehenge. They're the
Stonehenge.
Ones that made Stonehenge, which is actually a calendar.
Okay.
I also wrote for you, Carla, past life. I think you'd do really well to explore where you've been here before, like, you know, the lives you've had before. I think that would be educational as heck for you. It really would. And I think I would not be surprised to find that you had been like a shaman or a medicine person. Because I think you've carried the healer energy
over. I believe that as well.
It's exciting. Yeah, and, you know, you're talking about, I think you're actually further along than you give yourself credit for. You know, we often go like, we're going to get there someday, but you might be on your way, you know? I'm going to just look up a card. If anyone else wants to, like, just yak a bit, I'm going to look up the card I just pulled for Carla here.
I was going to say, don't dismiss signs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And this could be as simple as numbers on a clock or something on a receipt. Numbers are very powerful. The universe is numerical.
Yes.
Okay. So pay attention to your numbers and what they mean. Look up the angel numbers. Most people see 1111 a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I have been seeing a lot 1111 lately.
Yeah. That's an opening, an awakening in you, like I was referring to your crown chakra. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's an opening.
Mm-hmm. I see. I see.
Yeah. I've been getting 1111 too. Have you guys, Jessica and Marianne, seen numbers at all?
It's crazy. Just the moment, you know this as well as I do. You don't do it intentionally. It's just like a moment. You look at your phone, and you know there's that synchronization, and you know immediately. Oh my, wow, I was supposed to see that. And it's like 555 or 444 or, you know, just repeated numbers. And 1111 is one I get. 1010 I got yesterday. It's every day. Sometimes multiple times a day. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. We're always getting the signs. Marianne, go ahead. Sorry, love.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying, me too, absolutely. For me, it's just numbers. And yet, like Jessica said, you just know immediately, wow, that was for me. It was a sign, and it's just so beautiful. I love it. I'm always looking for, the reasons for the numbers, and it's just so amazing. It's just, it's just really amazing. So, yeah, that's definitely a go-to for me.
Yeah. I'd like to go back to the question of moving for Carla here. So the reversed King of Pentacles came up here for you, and it talks about a stubborn, if you're being a little bit rigid about, it asks you to look at your relationship with money and wealth. Now, Are you on good terms with the sort of idea of currency? Or is money a little weird for you?
No, it's not weird for me. I think it's something important that has its
cool
place in the world. We need it to survive.
Yep.
I think
how it was in Little Women, I think it was, she said, money is a good and useful tool, and I hope you'll never feel the want of it too much. If you're worried,
exactly.
So it's what is it saying to me?
Yeah, what do you interpret it?
It's just saying to examine your relationship. If you're a question I would ask of you is, what is holding you back on wanting to move? It feels like you need to have a little bit more nature. Even if you have just a backyard or something,
that's part of it. I need more space. I just feel like things are crammed, in an apartment in New York. Obviously, there's not as much space as a house would have, and I prefer that. That's basically it. It's more practical.
So it doesn't, it's not a bad thing that this card is saying. It's just that it's just saying like you don't need to worry about, like, the money's going to be there for you, and it's
I think that's what it's trying to tell me. Yes, there is a part of me that worries that, oh my God, I'm going to have to pay so much more, because I've been looking online and it's what I want is very expensive.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
About moving into a remoter area. Let me give you an example. I live in McCall, Idaho, and I live outside city limits. We only paid $97,000 for this double-wide modular home and 1.5 acres. Of course, now it's up over $300,000 in value. But sometimes if you look around, away from the main parts of town, then you can find better deals.
Right.
Yeah. And that feels like it would be good for you, Carla. I just, I think might earth, being able to go and do some earthing, some, grounding, as they say, like where you let the earth energy come up through your feet and tree hugging and all that wonderful, crazy stuff that we do. But there's a reason for all those things, and it is, it's all about alignment.
Absolutely.
I'm going to suggest, if you want to, like, we have a Facebook page, Enter the Light, and we're always happy to help you if you are, if we can help you in any way on your journey, because I feel like you're doing really well and maybe just not seeing the big picture about all the lives you've brought the healing work through, you know, and you brought it to this life. And it's funny, but our fellow humans are often the biggest obstacle to this sort of thing, you know. It's like now another Ryan that we love very dearly, who's in spirit, has often said to us, what other people think of me is none of my business, and so don't let anybody tell you no. It's true. You know, we get knocked sideways by, you know, people's judgments and opinions, and like, they don't know. How do they know? You know, I just say, this is going to work for you. And you get stronger and stronger, gathering strength as you go. And when you finally get that work going, oh my goodness, you know, you make a difference in the world. There are people that just are stuck in grief. Jessica and Linda and, well, everybody, I mean, all of us here have gone through grief, you know, and, and how you handle it, and knowing, like, it's a continuum. Our lives are like little parentheses, you know. We are a continuum in spirit, and then we come to Earth, and we're like, why did we come here? Ow, 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 ow. It's really painful. You know, if you're doing it right, it hurts like a you-know-what. So,
you're absolutely right. Yes, you're right on.
Yeah,
we chose to be here, but then we complained, absolutely, because it is not easy. It is not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is, but it's not for the faint. What's that?
I was going to say, we have an advantage when we understand that no one ever truly dies. Because
yeah,
I have to tell you, my father passed, and when Jim passed last year, I didn't feel alone. I felt more like best friend moved across the world to somewhere else, and now you can't have them over for coffee every day, but they're still there. You can still communicate. So that got me through a lot of what I had to deal with. I put my boots to the ground and worked and kept things open. And sometimes he would give me little messages, like, for example, I'm ready to sell the truck. I don't drive, so I had to sell the truck we had. And I thought I had something. They went on a test drive. Great, I'm going to get rid of this. I got all the paperwork out, and then I heard three loud knocks right near the window where I was standing. And I ran outside, and there was nobody there. And it's like, oh, wait, Jim's telling me this is not going to go through. It didn't. They called the next morning and said, no, we've got something else we're going to get. So, yeah, you can have a little mess. And Jim will sometimes be sitting in his chair, and I'll be in another part of the house, and I'll hear him talking at the TV like he always used to do. And and when his sister Debbie came to help with the estate sale and getting everything organized for that, she went home and asked, you know, Jim, did I do well? And he let her know verbally that he was proud of what she'd done. So, and both all three of his kids have helped him around too. You know, those that help us get through easier through grief, because it's grief for what we had, but not grief because we've actually lost them.
Absolutely. You're right.
Yeah. Jaden's like that too. And he did. He had a pretty short life, eh, Jessica? In terms of being on the earth here in this lifetime.
Yeah, no. On the earth plane, Jaden, he transitioned in 2012 at 10 years old. So, but, oh my gosh, 10 years old or not, he had a pretty jam-packed life. I mean, he was born with Down syndrome. Also diagnosed with severe autism, and he was medically fragile since birth, requiring, you know, a permanent tracheostomy and feeding tube. He had many near-death encounters,
over 30 surgeries, two major open hearts, and it's like all before the age of 10. So it was very, I mean, it was jam-packed. It was just, whew, incredible.
And a personality that, I think, you know, he had been around a few times, you could tell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just look in those eyes and it's like, yeah, he knows something. And he brought that to teach, I guess, you know, came here to teach. And
oh, definitely. Jaden was always nonverbal in life, but I mean, nonverbal is a very hard, it's called nonverbal. I usually like to say non-communicative. Because he was verbal, trust me. He was, for being a nonverbal child, he was probably one of the loudest I knew because, you know, he had other vocal tones that he used to compensate for his lack of communication, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I mean, he was just, but yeah, so since he's been in, you know, when he did transition home, he came to me right away. Oh my gosh, vividly. Few different times. I could see him perfect. You know, it was very, one of them was a dream. He said one was a dream visit. The other ones were where I seen him. I was just about ready to fall asleep in one instance. And, right before I fell asleep, was, you know, just about to nod off, I felt him tugging on my arm. And he was saying, Mom. And I opened my eyes, and there he was. I mean, just clear as day, standing right there. And I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, and he said, come on, Mom, let's go play. And he took off. He ran around the bed and, gosh, I sat up, I wiped my eyes, and I was just like, oh my, I was in shock. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, my son's right here. You know what I mean? It was just so life. I mean, that's what Jaden was saying. So after he ran out of the bedroom, I finally, right after, jumped out of bed, walked into his room. He had flipped on the light. And there he was, jumping on his bed, and I walked up to him, and he just kind of jumped from the bed into my arms, and we just kind of embraced. It was just amazing. And the thing is, too, a lot of people want to know, they're curious about this, and I guess I'm curious the same way. Does he look this, you know, given he was born with Down syndrome, which would be, a chromosome abnormality, right? Does he look like that in the afterlife? And I hear yes, both. He does look that way still to represent himself as Jaden, so he keeps that persona about him. But he also comes through as a young man that is just completely, Jaden describes it as himself, his true self. Like if what he would look like, his spirit would look like. It's cool. Just fascinating. So it's really, really neat. So many incredible visits we've had. And
yeah. And as Linda was saying, we can create anything from the other side. It's such a weak way to describe
our appearance.
But in spirit, he's created his form.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And it's been described to me many times. And I remember when Jaden had first transitioned home and he came to me vividly in those ways, he still looked Down syndrome, but his features were very subtle. You know, the features of Down syndrome were very subtle, and like he didn't have his trach, all his scars. Like it was just, you know, he had none of that. And as time went on, like his features became more and more subtle.
Beautiful.
Until he shows it, you know. Yes, it's amazing. But Jaden does. He really embraces his life as Jaden. So he does pop in, looking around, you know, anywhere from 5 to 8 years old in his full
Jaden persona. He loved his life. He always did speak on one thing in spirit. One of the, you know, main things that did frustrate him in life was his inability to communicate. So, and I love what we're doing now, and we continue to, we have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, and it's kind of his way of telling his story. I mean, what was life like for him, and, you know, his story. It's like he's got a voice, and by God, he'll use it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really good about speaking up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he makes himself known, that that little guy's got, I mean, excuse me, Jaden, big guy, has
I
a
know,
very,
huh?
Very mouth. Well, we've got one caller, Carla, excuse me, I've got no here, rented lips today. But what I wanted to say, Carla, is if you can get in touch with us through the Sacred Embers group on Facebook.
Okay.
We have a group called the SE Sleuths, and we do missing persons cases and whatnot. So if you will connect to us, or you can message me, Lynn Bleasdale, personally. It doesn't matter, however you want to reach us. But I will put the case of your friend in front of them, and I'll let you know what comes up for that. I'd be happy to do that.
Thank you.
Have a whole bunch of really, really good mediums that work on those cases and stuff. So if you can get in touch with me. And there's the Sacred Embers group, or there's the Enter the Light group. And either one of those, just reach out, and I will put the case into this group, and I will get back to you about what happens.
Sounds great. Yeah.
And I'd love
very
to hear
good.
From you again, Carla. If you'd ever like to be on the show as a guest to talk about grief or whatever, you are really welcome. I have a lovely presence on air, and I'd love to, like, connect with you again. I'd love to bring you into the group sometime if you'd like. So.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I really appreciate that. Yeah.
Thank you
so much, all of you. Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't quite announce your whole number on the thing, but I have made a note of your number, so if we see you on the call board again, we'll make sure we get you on the air. Love to hear about your journey. I think you're just at the beginning of a wonderful yellow brick road that you're going to be traveling.
I hope so. I've been waiting a long time. I've been working on myself, working on this journey, and just keeping the faith that, you know, one day it's supposed to manifest. And it's just timing. It's been timing, and I hope so. Yes, I'm hoping. I'm hoping.
The caller left you. Yeah, they left. It's all right. You know what? We've had, this is the weirdest show ever, but it's okay. I think what we should just do is have a yak about everything. Stay on the line. I'd like to talk about a little bit more about astral projection, if that's okay with you guys, and how to guide. It's hard to describe, though. I'm finding I'm having a lot of trouble articulating these concepts today. It's like I can't put words to it, but it's magical. You really can travel without an airplane or a train, right? And the other thing, too, is I was going to grief. Manifesting. Okay, we hear that word a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But what does that actually mean, like you're creating your own reality? Linda said something really cool there earlier about thoughts are energy, right? Do expound, if you can, Linda, on that, just how, like, manifesting works, in your opinion, but I know you manifest, you're one of the best ones. I've never gotten over going to Morningstar County. It just blew me away. I'm like, where was I? Where were you? How did that happen? And your parents, too, they were involved. I remember in the experience, I asked you if you'd like to stay. You were standing in my upholstery shop going through fabric samples, having a look, and I'm like, well, hi there. Want to stay for dinner? He's like, no, I'm with my parents, and we're just traveling through, but I'll be back. And then my brother showed up as a guy, too, and this was not a dream. This was, I could almost bring back the T-shirt. You know, it was so very, very real. And, yeah, one thing that was lovely was as we were going through it, we were going through a very amazing forest, and we got to a spot where there was a lake. And Linda jumped in, and I'm like, you're going to break your neck. And she's like, you can't get hurt over here. You know, I was a real weenie when I was over there. You can't jump in the water like that. And she goes, yeah, you can. You're not going to get hurt. And the other thing, too, there was other people that were coming in, and they had houses all around this lake. And I was going, we're going to get popped for trespassing. And she said, no, you're not going to, it's not like that here. And then these people came out of the water and everyone was handing everyone yellow flowers, yellow and orange flowers. And you described what that meant, Linda. Do you remember?
Yeah. Yellow and orange generally mean peace as well as the other side. They were trying to show you, Lynn, that they were all peaceful spirits. They were all centered, and that they were all non-physical, and that the whole world over there was non-physical, even the forest, the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It was all through intention. Intention,
yeah.
And agreement. Intention is how you start beginning your astral journeys. You set your mind to a place where you're either getting ready to meditate or right at this part where you're falling asleep, and you say, I am going here. I'm going to see this. I'm going to do this. And then that feeds into your body as well as your soul so that you can connect here, stay here, so that you have something to come back to. But your body knows where you're going. And then you go mm-hmm. over there in your soul state, and then you manifest what it is you set your intention for. I created Morningstar County. It took me a while out of intention. Other people astral traveling happened upon it. They liked it. They created their own part in that woods. They created their homes. I wasn't the one that created the lake. Someone else did that.
Yeah.
But I did create the wood cabin where we were at. But yeah, when you're all over together, remember the astral bus tours we took on JVP, Lynn?
Yes. Yes. Wow. Oh, my. I want to invite everyone to, like, do that, like, just get in there. It's the most, like, you can't get an amusement park ride that matches that kind of experience, you know. There's nothing. Oh, no, I got another caller. Stay on the line, Carla.
Okay.
I'm just going to bring another person in, and we'll just do it all as a great bunch of, just a great bunch of whatever we are. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And Carla, if anything comes up for you that you want to chime in, you go right ahead. So 770, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Maddie. I just tuned in, and I didn't know if reading was taking place or just a dialogue.
Oh, no, we're yakking and reading and doing all of it. So
Okay.
Sure.
I do have a question. I have this friend that I know, been known for a while, and I want to know, is he sending me energy? Because it seems like my mind just stays focused on him. Is he sending me energy?
Possibly.
The male
friend. Hi, Maddie. I feel like I know you for some reason. I get a very familiar feeling from you.
That you know
I don't
me?
Know. Maybe we met in the astral. Yes, when someone thinks about you, they put intention, I was just talking about intention, towards that interpersonal relationship, and you pick up on it. Have you ever had the experience of you're thinking about someone, and then the telephone rings, and that person is on the other end?
All the time, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing going on here, but without the telephone or the computer. You're
well,
being
I mean,
thought
what,
about.
What, But I was trying to figure out, why am I thinking about him? So is he sending me that energy to think about me?
Yeah.
Or is he thinking
about
me also?
Thinking
about
you, and you're picking up on it. You are picking up on it.
Oh.
When you become close to someone, you don't even have to be near each other. If one thinks of the other, you think about them. It's a connection.
Yeah.
It's a good connection.
Yeah.
You said it's a good connection?
It feels that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Not sure.
Twins?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what this word means that I wrote down, naturalize. Okay, Maddie, is it a little bit weird for you to be picking this up? Or does this feel okay and normal?
Does it feel okay and normal? It's not my normal.
Weird? Yeah, like is it
How do
making
I feel?
You go, hmm? Yeah.
I actually feel kind of vulnerable.
Okay. Is it positive energy you're picking up from this person, or are you getting the willies a bit?
Is it positive energy?
Yeah. Does it feel okay? Or does it feel intrusive to you?
Sometimes it feels like angry or resentment.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other issue, isn't it? If it's not like a negative energy that's being sent to you. that's where you work with protection. You know, you can use any kind of protection that resonates for you. A lot of people like the white light protection. I'll run around the table and see what people recommend for that. But if he's sending negative energy or, you know, angry energy and stuff like that, you want to be able to block that and possibly mirror it back so that it doesn't hit you, and it's like return to sender kind of thing, and he can deal with it. Something that you're feeling, it's an unwelcome kind of energy coming in, then that's when you can work with the protection, the boundary work. JVP used to talk about the mirror exercise, and that works. It works great. Have used it, and believe me, it does work.
The mirror.
Jessica,
I heard Louise Hay talk about the mirror. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you have, it's your choice whether you accept this in or you reject it and send it back or send it back into the ether or something. You're not, you know, you're never going to be a victim without your permission. So let's see what Jessica and Marianne are picking up, and then we'll come back to protection exercises people can do.
Thanks, Lynn. Hi, Ben. This is Jessica, and... I feel very strongly like the first step is being aware of it, you know. And once you're aware of it, if it doesn't feel right, and we know whether something feels more negative in nature or positive or loving in nature, then once we have that awareness, that's when we can have that, you know, we have that control or that. That power and control to stop it because, you know, nothing infringes upon your free will. So once you become aware of it, you could put a stop to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I highly recommend, you know, when those sort of things happen or those psychic attacks happen, just protection prayers are usually one of the best. The white light, just envisioning yourself in a bubble of white light and safety,
and it's, and nothing can penetrate it. You're totally safe. It's
okay. And I also work, I also have crystals that I wear.
Tourmaline is actually a really good tourmaline for that is actually a really good one.
Tourmaline.
Right. I like tourmaline for that. Yeah, and it it's really kind of a safety stone. I mean, it's protective and it kind of wards off negativity, or negative energy.
A black tourmaline. Okay.
Yeah. That was one of Ryan's
favorites.
I think
I have a piece of that.
Yeah. Okay, Marianne, did you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Hello, Chuck. So the one I got on here for her, it just says to communicate clearly. And so what they were just saying is that the situation requires precise and careful communication. And it says, don't assume that others involved understand what you want or need from them. In-person decisions are preferable. And if that's not something, make sure that your voice is heard. So basically what they're saying is if you speak it, sometimes if you speak it loud, then it makes it more, and it makes it more present, so that it makes your intention known.
Yes. Okay. Communication is everything. I agree with that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking that up too. This is Carla. I don't know why. I just feel like there's something he wants to tell you, but is unable to tell you. So maybe, you know, just have a frank discussion.
Well, I know here recently we had a conversation. He asked me that, Maddie, do you want to get married again? And I said, yeah, I would love to be married again. And I thought, why would he? And when I didn't ask him why did he ask me that, but when I got off the phone, I thought about it. I said, why would he ask me that question? Do I want to get married again? It's like my thought was, does he have plans? Does he making plans? Or how, that those thoughts are coming into his mind, a way of thinking?
You know, I feel like he's needing help on some aspect of his life, and that's why he's reaching out to you. He might think you're the answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's totally up to you. If you don't want this to happen again, I agree. Don't make sure your communication's clear that you don't.
Right.
Well, I think I look at it as if that would happen, it would kind of be like icing on the cake, because I like the idea that the good things I'm looking at about him, first, he's a businessman. Secondly, he loves to be adventurous. He loves to travel. And I think that I would love to have some of that. I would love to go places and do different things. And so, he's aggressive in that, kind of like an alpha male, I would say. So,
is that okay
I was trying to figure out, is it me? It could be me putting the blockage there, what he did tell me once that he really do love me, but he has problems. He said, I just have problems, Maddie. And I thought,
I feel like he thinks if you guys get together again that all that's going to change, but he has to be the one to make the change.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he has to be the one that make the change. So I'm okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is he good for you? I guess he might think you're good for him, and you probably are. But is he good for you? That's the important thing to look at. You know, you.
I think in some aspects, he is good for me. Yes.
Yeah.
Because he makes me open up, and he kind of opens up, and we have good communication sometimes. He's that.
Yeah.
You know. It's just like, I don't know what it is. And someone told me once we were soulmates, so whatever that means.
Well, soulmates are going to give you a run for your money. They come with lessons galore. You're not going to have
Oh, yeah, I believe that. Yeah. Lessons on this earth, planet Earth. Lessons. And someone also told me once that we were a husband and wife back in a past life. That's how we connect this time.
Could be, eh?
Because when we
but
connect,
again,
it's just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got to really sort it out for me and make sure that you're right. It's going to be the right thing for me.
Yeah.
It's usually easier
to get into these things than it is to get out of them, you know? So keep your eyes wide and communication as everyone was saying, very important. Make sure you communicate with yourself too.
Yeah.
Is anyone beeping? I'm hearing something. Oh, somebody's
no, this is the background. I have my window open and someone's car in the background is out inside is beeping.
Okay, I just thought I was losing it a little bit there. Then.
No, you're not losing it.
My window
is wide open.
We get all sorts of strange noises on this show, and we never know if it's real or what it is, but very cool. Yeah, I would just say, Maddie, just make sure that you put your own feelings in the same light of importance that you put his, and stay strong.
Yes, definitely.
Sometimes friendship is better, you know, you can do better with a friend, but, you know, miracles happen too, and people do change. So, you never know.
That's true.
You know,
that's very true.
We wish you so well, though. We really do. That's lovely.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you would, if you feel like it down the road, let us know how it goes. Give us a shout back.
Yeah, I just feel it in my gut, and my gut never tells me wrong. I just feel
there you
something
go.
Needs to be released in my gut, you know. It's like, what is
yeah.
it? What is it? Is it love? Is it hate? Is it anger? Is it, I don't know. It's just like, it'll come to the forefront.
It's everything. It's a mix.
It's a combination of everything,
I think you're really cool, Maddie. I think you're very intuitive, and you know. I think you're very strong, and you know yourself well. So I don't think you're going to be put into any weird situations without your permission. So good for you.
Oh yeah, I accept my. I have. I don't. I just don't. My boundaries. I do have those. I'm just like no. Can't let everybody in. No. And not only that, I've been that way all my life. It's not nothing new with me. I was that way as a teenager, you know. I'm just like I just knew who to let in. And the others were like, no. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's true.
It's lovely.
Well, you had a lot of challenging people around you when you were a teenager too, didn't you?
Pardon me?
You had
a lot of what?
Challenges and people around you when you were a teenager that you couldn't trust.
Oh yeah, I knew exactly what they were. I just knew what they were all about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just like I guess I am psychic.
Oh sure you are. Yeah. Everybody is born with that ability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah
it's
I
just whether
that.
You Yeah. No, I would totally work on your abilities, you know, do the best you can with them, because I think you've got a lot to work with. You really do. And, just keep kicking butt. You're doing great, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But,
okay. Have a look
at for the enlightenment.
Oh, well, thank you for calling. We really loved having you. That was wonderful.
So
thank you, Maddie.
And I thought, let me see who's... ask a question. Maybe they can give me some kind of enlightenment, in which you have. Yeah.
Well, we can facilitate your own intuition because I think you already have a pretty good grip on what's going on. And you know, I think you were probably a very, very psychic child, you know, and that sort of ability gets kind of crushed by the world around us, right? I think we've just lost Marianne. Oh, well, we'll get her back, I guess. But, yeah, be careful that you don't let the world at large crush your light, because that, you know, where did I read that? I think it was Jack Handy or something. Never be afraid to tell the world your dreams, because there's nothing the world likes better than the taste of a really sweet dream.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. But yeah, you stay strong, and I think you're going to be just fine. And you're going to, like, you haven't seen anything yet. You're going to really turn those abilities into personal power. So keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great.
I will. Thank you.
Maddie. This is Linda again. I feel like I've met you in the astral, but just keep doing, and I feel like you're meeting good people over there in the astral too. So if you can, set your intent to remember what happens when you wake up in the morning, okay?
Oh, yes. My dreams have been quite vivid, yes. Yes. Yeah. When you mean the astral, that means on the other side.
Yeah, when we leave our physical bodies and travel, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
I would definitely remember that.
Yeah, I know Linda and her parents both work on the other side. Like, you guys have functions, like you actually help and guide and work, so you could put the intention to actually meet Linda again. Because I suspect, I honestly had a feeling like that too, like, hey, we know you, but we don't know how. But it's an energy thing, I guess. But, you can meet Linda's. Linda's got the coolest parents on the other side, too, because they do the work as well. They guide and work. And so you probably can just, like, make an appointment with your intention.
Okay.
Yep. It's really cool. I mean, this stuff is crazy sounding, but it's as real as...
It's real. It's real,
yeah,
yes.
Very, very real.
I still believe that. I almost know that now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Once you get to the knowing, watch out world, because you just can create whatever you want. So there you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, wow.
Like,
so call us back, Maddie, and let us know how it's going, would you?
I will, definitely.
Lovely.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Have a great rest of the day. I will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love and light to you. Wow. What a neat person. We just have one more caller. Do you guys have the energy to take one?
Okay.
Yeah,
let me just sign off quick.
I'm just real quick here. Marianne left a message. She had to bow out early. Her son is there to drop off her grandbaby. So.
Oh, I see it too. Oh, okay. Alrighty. Thanks, Marianne. We didn't see that. This is ridiculous. We keep getting callers calling in and then hanging up. It's like Nikki Nine Doors. So I guess, wait a minute, 208 is Linda. 646 is Carla. And we've got Jessica. So we just lost that other caller. I don't know what's going on. It's the silliest thing. Yeah, it could be gremlins, though. Carly, if you, you know, if you'd like to do a show with us, I have a feeling you'd be kind of good. So if you want to set that up, contact me or one of the team. And, you know, because it's kind of neat having you there. And we're always looking for cool people to, you know, join us and stuff. So don't hesitate. I'm going to go around the board. Yeah. Oh, neat. Well, I think you called in for a reason today. So, Linda, if people want to reach you, how can they find you?
Well, I no longer technically have Facebook since they kicked me off and didn't like my shows, though I do have Messenger. But Twitter is a good way.
Yep.
I'm on a lot of Discords, too. I don't know if anyone uses Discord. Just email me. That'd probably be the easiest way.
Okay.
Continuumx, CNTNUUMX @gmail.com.
Good. Okay. And you can always, if you can't whatever reason, you can always contact us at Enter the Light on Facebook, and we'll make sure we get to Linda. Jessica, how do people find you?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro, or you can check us out on our Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And we do have a new YouTube channel called Beyond Life and Death with Jaden and Jess.
Wonderful. Oh, I love that. Yeah, I keep forgetting, but I'll post both Linda's and your and Jaden's YouTubes on our pages.
Thank you.
And so we'll get some more traffic. Yeah, I think that's really exciting. YouTube's hard to establish, but once you get going on it, you know, you get your audience going up, it can be a real tool to use. Okay, so we don't have Elizabeth or Tony today, but you can reach me. I'm Lynn Bleasdale at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. Wow, what a ride, you guys. I'm so grateful. And I hope, if it's okay with you, Linda, we'd like to bring you back again next Sunday.
Oh, sure.
So you can meet the other half of the team. Tony and Elizabeth will be joining us, too. Elizabeth was caught in she was in Fort Myers during Hurricane Ian. Mm-hmm. So she's doing well. She did like a saging on her house. And it was the one house along the block that didn't get flooded, and it wasn't damaged. And I'm like, she's a very good energy manipulator, so I'm not surprised that she was able to do that magic. But then they're safe; they've got food and water, and they're in recovery, I guess, as everyone is from the hurricanes. But Tony's in California having fun, so there you go. We'll have them back next week, and we will have our team back. And Linda, thank you. It's been absolutely amazing to reconnect with you, and I'm hoping we'll see a lot more of you, you know, as we go along. You're always welcome like the flowers in May on this show. So there you go.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to connect with all of you, too. It was time.
Yeah. Well, you're one of the most amazing people I've ever met, I must say. And I don't read Reader's Digest anymore, but they used to have a thing, my most unforgettable character, and that's you. You literally helped me turn my life around after, you know, it was really rough. I was being bullied by a guy at work, and he made me like quit my job and everything, and I was low. And the James Von Prague group popped up to me, literally. I was begging for guidance. And there's this beautiful community of like-minded souls. And it was just from there, everything turned around. So I will be eternally grateful to you, Linda, on this side and the other side. And I'm going to bring you some coffee at Morningstar County tonight.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
Beautiful. Oh, thanks for to the callers. Thanks for the listeners. And thank you. What a wonderful team. And we'll see you next week. Love and light to you guys.
Thank you.
Love.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're find much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.